Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Charlene Holder, Project Officer at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On December 4th, 1873, the Barbados Gas Company, BGC, was established to provide lighting for Bridgetown and its immediate suburbs. It was the culmination of much debate and negotiations, which had their genesis 2 years earlier in 1871, when Arthur Newton, acting on behalf of a Messrs. Edwards and Co. of London, inquired into the prospect of establishing a company to provide lighting for the city. The interests of this group found immediate favor with the planter merchant class, and in February 1871, the Legislative Council and the House of Assembly appointed a joint committee to look into the feasibility of the project. Newton's proposal asks for an annual subsidy of £500 for a period of 25 years and an annual guarantee of £1,562 to supply gas, lampposts, and all other equipment necessary to light 250 lamps for 293 nights of each year. Although this proposal was rejected, subsequent negotiations proved successful and the company was formed. The Barbados Gas Company faced a number of challenges, originating not only from sheer misfortune, but as a result of global events well beyond its control. An incident which occurred at the Central Almshouse on the night of the 22nd of October 1909 was one example of the challenges faced by the gas company. On this occasion, the failure of lamps in the operating theater resulted in surgeons being forced to complete an invasive surgery in total darkness. 2 years later in Bridgetown, during the celebrations commemorating the coronation of George V to the British throne, gas lights meant to illuminate proceedings exploded outside one of the few businesses in Bridgetown which used them for the event. Plagued by shortages in the availability of imported coal as a result of the Great War, by 1918, the Barbados Gas Company, unable to expand beyond the border of Bridgetown to Eagle Hall, was on the brink of collapse. Although it supplied gas to hundreds of homes in the ensuing decades, the gas which it supplied was no longer a product of its own operations. By the 1930s, the British Union Oil Company had become the premier supplier of gas, natural gas, on the island, and the gas company was relegated to selling gas it bought from the British Union Oil Company at exorbitant costs to its customers. After decades of struggling to compete, the company ceased its operations on the island when the Natural Gas Corporation acquired its assets in 1955.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.